12 years without a teacher's contract. Now, you had Dr. Cash, Superintendent Cash, down at the Buffalo News for an editorial meeting. He said if there is a potential of a strike, that they're ready. What else did you get out of the meeting with him?
You know, I think where we're at is the district and the union have really kind of reached this tipping point. As you noted, this has gone on for 12 years, this kind of on and off negotiations over time. They've exhausted all of their options for outside mediation through the Public Employee Relations Board. This is an unprecedented situation. We've done, you know, stories on this for the past couple years. No one really knows what do you do in a situation like this where you seem to have reached this impasse that so far no one's been able to kind of cut through. And, you know, they have hit a point where I think there's a feeling that a strike might be imminent. You know, Dr. Cash's message, I think, to us at the editorial board, the union is asking for, a lot of this centers around back pay. You have teachers that have gone 12 years without a raise in addition to their step increase. Some teachers who have been on the same step or have reached that top step haven't had any raise at all. You know, you're talking about a lot of money to make up for that lost time. And the district, you know, feels that it can't afford that looking in the long run. You know, and that this has become a real point of contention.
Show us the money! We need
raises! You know, the health insurance is another big one. The district wants teachers to start paying a percentage increase. The union says it's willing to pay a dollar amount, so it's fixed. We all know healthcare costs have gone up astronomically in the course of the past decade. You know, so these are some real serious issues on the table. And on top of that, the district is asking for some fairly significant work rule changes, not just for, you know, teachers, but I think anyone in any union, you know, seniority clauses, that's a basic clause in most union contracts. And the district wants to basically do away with that and allow principals through the transfer process to select the staff members they want.
And one of the other things is this attendance initiative that's out there. How does it become kind of a difficult process for the negotiations?
You know, the district, this is kind of, I think, the second incarnation we've seen of where the district has made an effort to try and get teachers a little bit of extra money, but get something in return for it. You might remember in a previous proposal, they had offered to put some extra money on the table for teachers who worked an extra period. You know, so the district doesn't seem opposed to putting some extra money out there, but they're trying to do it in a kind of an incentive way. You know, the teacher absenteeism, you're hearing more that it is a problem in this district. So basically, you know, it's a sliding scale where teachers who only miss 5 or less days would get X amount of dollars. Those who, you know, miss in the next bracket might get this much. The whole idea, you know, is for teachers to show up and teach their classes, so you're not relying on substitutes. You know, the flip side, Phil Remore was very quick to come back and point out that, you know, well, if you're a female and you go on maternity leave, you're going to be missing a lot more school. You wouldn't qualify for that bonus. You know, the district's team did point out, kind of to refute that, that, you know, this was put on the table and not really discussed further. So, but again, anyone that's been following this for years, it's kind of been this rotation of things that have been thrown out there, things that have been kicked off the table, you know, kind of around and around, and this is where we've gotten.
Now, Phil has called together all the teachers to be at this October 17th meeting. Any indication from Phil Remore where he's at?
Well, he has not spoken specifically about anything. He has expressed when he called this meeting his expectation, and I think the expectation of a lot of teachers is they will have a contract to vote on. If that is not the case, you know, he said we're going to have to think about our other options, and really the only other option they have would be to go on strike. He does seem to be in a place where he has an advantage. You know, we're just months away from the school board election, when the union did invest significant resources into getting people elected to the board that might be more sympathetic with their agenda. You know, when Cash came into the editorial board, he indicated that he had all 9 of the board members in favor of his proposal. One of my colleagues spoke with some of them, and some of them indicated to her that there may be more middle line. You know, a lot of things can happen. If the teachers do go on strike, that is really the most significant pressure you can put on a body of elected individuals, because you're going to have teachers who are going to take a financial hit. They're penalized for 2 days, basically, if you go on strike. Parents are going to have to figure out what to do with their kids. You know, and given the kind of current demographic in the city, you know, you're going to have parents who are maybe working, who maybe can't afford other childcare options, that it's going to be an inconvenience for. You know, you also have a large and, I think, vocal middle class community now in the city, which is different, I think, than the last time. You know, we have some very vocal parents that are also not going to be real happy if they have to figure out what to do with their kids. So, you know, and, you know, reading some of the articles from the last strike, and you were probably around to cover it, you know, a key is this element of surprise. It's not just that you're going on strike, but there's this kind of element of, you know, you're trying to cause some disruption and you're trying to make a point. And it's hard to expect what might happen, because I think you can't expect that. During the last one, they originally planned a rolling strike. And Phil has said the district figured out our plan, so we just went on a citywide strike on the first day of school.
And your colleague Jay Ray had wrote that, as you go back to the editorial meeting, that Cash says they have a plan in place. Of course, he would not reveal that plan, but as you said, it could be quite a chaos on that day back to school if they do call a strike that evening.
Right. It really, chaos is a good word for it. You know, even just talking with some of my colleagues and other parents in the district, I think people are really worried because, you know, again, a lot of people work. A lot of people don't have other options readily available to them. You know, there is the chance that this is kind of out there. I think parents are already talking about it. Teachers are already talking about it. Will that buzz and kind of threat of a strike in and of itself be enough to pressure the district or the board to try to change? We'll see.
And can't even imagine the interruption it would have on the students in the classroom.
You know, and that really is the best point. You know, the district raises a good argument in pointing out that the kids in the city already go to school less hours in the day, less days of the year. In the course of their career, it works out to, I think, at least a full year of their education is lost.
Tiffany Lankus, Buffalo News education reporter, thanks so much for always lending your expertise.
Thanks for having me.